The mother polar bear and two cubs hover over the shimmering image called Under the Arctic Ice. The overhead lights illuminate their off-white coats. Kent Museum of Art Marketing Director Max Barton takes a closer look and finds words as well, some stenciled, some scribbled in marker. Spaghetti Warehouse, Martins.
And here's a Knights of Columbus something or other. So there's a lot of pieces. So we have a lot of spoons and spatulas that make up the polar bears.
In fact, the mother bear alone is made up of 90 pounds of the stuff. Kitchenwares, hangers, and other discarded plastic that the artist Sayaka Gans has pulled together with twist ties and coated wire. Gans's travelers guard the entry to the exhibit, Environmental Impact. It's a collage of watercolors, illuminated line drawings, photographs, oils, carvings, and sculptures in bronze and glass, including shoulder-high ears of corn. Barton and Art Museum Executive Director M.J. Albacetti acknowledge the exhibit is here to make a point. They stop at a painting completed just in time for the show. A mountain of trash pushes a bison into the abyss. There's nothing subtle about it.
It is the piles upon piles of trash that we wreak upon the earth and how that has destroyed the natural habitat of animals that were here before us, namely, in this case, the bison.
Any concern on either of your parts that people are going to say this is propaganda?
I wouldn't care if they did. I think art shouldn't always be real complacent. It should occasionally be confrontational, and it should shake people up. It should intimidate them a little bit.
People that were at the opening last night described it as being very provocative, being very profound, and in some cases disturbing.
Yeah,
but they found that very good because it made them think, because art should not always be pretty. It should carry a message to it.
The message is spread through photos in the days after Katrina struck New Orleans 8 years ago, a sculpture of a bird killed by the oil spilled by the Exxon Valdez, hanging glass ears of perhaps genetically engineered corn. Then there are the panoramic photos of a nuclear test site and the glowing embers of a forest fire.
There it is. That's the beginning of the atomic age right there.
Yeah, I mean, we're showing a comparison between what can happen with a nuclear detonation to what's happening right now. You're looking at the same type of devastation. I can turn on the news every night and see how many more acres of forest have been taken down, and it's pretty clear that happens in many different ways, but they're very similar.
Barton and Albacetti move on to an image of a little girl building a drip castle on a beach, the kind that just about every family album includes. Except
when you look right behind her, there's a tire embedded in the sand, and look at all the junk on the beach. Just if she walks across that, she's going to cut her feet, get injured. But we see so many beaches that way.
The exhibit was 5 years in the making, the work of curator David Wagner, who has done other shows for Canton that stress the natural world and animals. Albacetti says this is his best work, even though Wagner himself never actually saw the finished product until he got to Canton on the eve of its opening.
That he conceived this sort of all in his head and sort of put it together in that fashion was pretty remarkable. And then to walk in the galleries and, you know, see the end product, that I think is one of the great things that I enjoy about working in a museum, that you start with a concept and that's all that exists is the concept. And 2, 3, 4 years later, you walk into the galleries and there's the fulfillment of what you've been working on. You know, it's just a very profound feeling.
The exhibit will remain in Canton until October 31st before moving to 8 other cities, starting with Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.